morning. Last week, we began discussing the concept of Kishuf and Shadim, the idea that at least at certain points in our history, there were powers that could be harnessed for evil and Ra, and we began discussing why they exist and how they exist. We're not going to continue that discussion directly today, but just a couple of Mar Makomos that can be found in this week's Parsha and Parsha's Achrimos that relate to that. The Ramban in this week's Parsha, if you're interested, describes what is a shade. He explains that a shade, unlike human beings, which are comprised of the four elements, Shadim are comprised of two of the elements, thus they're able to fly, thus they can die and decompose. In that sense, they're sort of halfway between Malachim, which are purely spiritual beings, and other types of physical beings. Also, the Ramban at the end of the Parsha, the famous Ramban which talks about Eretz Yisrael, as well as the Ramban at the very beginning of the Parsha, on Seir La'Azazel, both discuss this idea of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally relates to the world through Malachim or other forms of intermediaries, and how perhaps Kal Yisrael's unique is different, or Eretz Yisrael is different. Eine Hashem Elokech Haba Meirish Yishashana Ad Achrish Shana. Last week, we ended off by quoting a Gemara in Sanhedrin relating to Kishuf, and the Gemara essentially said that someone who has internalized the belief of Ein Od Milvado cannot possibly be harmed through that sort of device. And I'd like to begin today with the discussion of what exactly that means. What does Ein Od Milvado mean, and why is it that someone who has internalized that message cannot be harmed through Kishuf? Now, this is a relevant idea, not just in terms of people who are interested in fighting off Mechashvim, but generally in terms of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world and the nature of the world. And we're going to do this by looking at a couple of chapters in Nefesh HaChayim. If you turn to the source books from last week, on page 8, there are a couple of prakim. We're going to skip them because we won't have time to do them. But the first couple prakim that I have for you there, which are from Shar Beis, discuss the discrepancy between how we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how he actually is, his essence. Of course, we can't understand or possibly relate to his essence. All we could relate to is that in which we perceive. And today we're going to start with Nefesh HaChayim Shar Gimel Per Gimel, which begins at the top of page 12 in your booklets. V'hu, inyan ha-kasov, halo es ha-shamayim ve'es ha-aretz ani malei. V'yosir mifurash b'mishna Torah v'yadata hayom v'gomer ki Hashem v'alokim v'ashamayim imal v'al ha'aretz mitachas ein od. V'chein ata horeis aladas ki Hashem v'alokim ein od milvado. We have many psukim that Nefesh HaChayim points out, again top of page 12, which point to the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memale kol ha'aretz, or memale ha'olam, ein od milvado. What does this mean? So the Nefesh HaChayim says, "V'hu mamish kemashma'o, she'ein od milvado yisbarach klal, b'shum b'china unekuda pratis." There is nothing else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any sense. She'b'chol ha'olam ha'salyonim v'atachtonim v'abrios kulam, rak atzmos achduso ha'pashut yisbarach shemo levad. Meaning to say, nothing else in reality actually exists besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no existence besides him. Like the Pasuk says, Ein od milvado kipshuto mamish, the Nefesh HaChayim says. V'zeh gam kein b'chlal ma'amaram zal, shu yisborach, I skipped to the next underlined section, shu yisborach mekomo shel olam v'ein ha'olam mekomo. According to Nefesh HaChayim, what does it mean when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as hamakom? That notion that there's nothing else that truly exists besides him. Hainu, she'af kol ha'mekomos shemurgashim lachush b'mitzius, Eina mikomos, mikomos atzmiim. Even the places which we perceive as existing with our senses, for example, I perceive that I exist, or the place in which I'm standing or sitting exists, that is only from the perspective of the senses, but not the ultimate truth. Elahu yisbarach shemo, hu hamakom, shel kol hamakomos, shemitzido yisbarach nechshavim kulam, kilu einam b'mitzius, klal, gam atakikod mabriya. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, all these places don't exist in reality, just as was the case before the Bria. In other words, just as it's obvious that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, nothing else existed, it was Kulo Yisbarach Shemo, there was nothing else, by definition, so too, even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, in reality, nothing else exists. Amnam, Kvar hikdamnu behaschalas dvareinu, שהמשילו דברי המזל כגחלי אש, שיהיה זהיר מאוד בגחלסן, שלא ייכנס להסבונן ולחקור יוסר מדי. When it comes to considering these types of matters, and especially the matter that we're about to talk about today, one has to be exceedingly careful. In other words, there's great danger in thinking about what the Nefesh HaChaim has just presented. בדברים שאין הרשוס נסונה להסבונן הרבה, if you think about this matter too much, you may be burnt. V'chein hu zeh ha'inyan hanora. Ein adavar emor, ela l'chacham umevin midaito pnimios ha'inyan b'shiura deliba levad b'rtso v'shov. L'halhiv b'zeh toar libo l'avodas ha'tfila. So when is thinking about this type of thing proper? First of all, only to a chacham, who's reached an appropriate level. Second of all, ratzova shov, meaning to say, only temporarily. He'll think about this notion of ein od melvado, but b'shov he'll return from thinking about it. And finally, and this is an important point, lehalhiv b'zeh toar libo, lavodas ha'tfila. Knowing this information is not just important because it's information, because of the knowledge that it entails, but rather to be ma'orer someone for tefillah, because through tefillah or during tefillah, these are the types of kavanos one is supposed to have. One is supposed to be mechavein that ein od melvado. And thus, this serves an important practical sense that we have to be aware of this, especially in preparations for tefillah. Aval rav ha'isboninus b'zeh, hu sakana atzuma. Too much contemplation of these sorts of matters is terribly dangerous. And he'll explain that later. And the truth of the matter is, I myself would have withheld from speaking of this matter at all. The Nefesh HaChaim is writing that under normal circumstances, I would not have written Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, which is interestingly enough, Sefer with a lot of Kabbalah, but this matter, which I just wrote, I would not have talked about it. Except, why wouldn't I have talked about it? Ki Rishonim zal hastiru ha'inyan me'od. The Rishonim hid it. Skipping, aval shavti v'ra'isi, shekach haya yafel lahem lafi dorosehem. The approach of the Rishonim was appropriate for their doros. At that time, it was right to hide these things. Aval ata, hein yamim rabim, Lelomora, v'chol derech asher yashar b'einav, halocha charei netias sichlo, v'chol yetzer machshavos lev adam alei rak la'uf b'machshavto, el kol asher yatenu sichlo. We live in a time where everybody thinks about these matters, and people have the impression that you could just think about whatever you want to think about and fly wherever you want to fly. And of course, we know that the Nefesh HaChaim, in many places, responds to the dangers of his time, specifically issues pertaining to Hasidus. We see this in all the Sharim and Shar Dalad in terms of his presentation of what Tar Lashma is and what it's not, and here as well. And here he's going to tell us specifically what danger exists nowadays, what people are saying, which is wrong, and why he is out to correct this. V'aulal kulam shezet toras kol adam minas emashel gam befi ksilim. Lemor, halo b'chol makom b'chol davar hu elohus gamor ve'nam v'libam kol yamim lamik layen b'zeh. Ad shegam narim min ureyem mimashchalahu levayhu l'kvor kol ma'aseyem v'anhagos b'zeh l'fi sichlam b'zeh. People go ahead and take this idea, this notion of enod malvado, too far. And they try to live their whole lives with this perception of ein od milvado, and even when they're at a low level. V'kamaz hirus yaseira tzarcha adam lizar b'zeh v'lishmoris nafsho me'od b'mishmeris l'mishmeris. Shimchas v'shalom yikachenu libenu likvo alanu machshav azu lahatir latzmenu lihisnahe gam b'maseh lefia machshav azu. If we take this idea of ein od milvado, that in reality nothing exists besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then use this idea to determine our actions, halo yuchal lihivaled mizeh chas v'shalom harisas kama yisodos atarak dosha rachmano letzlan uvinakel yuchal lihilaked chas v'shalom bereshas hayetzer sheyirtzelo latir al pi machshav azu derech mashal laharher b'divrei Torah b'shat nefesh Obimakomos hametunafim, achar sheyukba et slow, tchila shakol elohus gamor. For example, what's so dangerous about living your life with the perception of ein od milvado? After all, it's true. In reality, there is nothing besides him. The answer is because if we act with this perception, we'll come to a violation of halacha. For example, if someone believes ein od milvado, that really there is nothing else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and acts according to that perception, so then they'll think that there is nothing wrong with thinking about Divrei Torah in the bathroom. Because after all, ein od milvado, there's nothing wrong with thinking about Divrei Torah b'makom mitunaf, because there is no such thing as makom mitunaf, because everything is equally HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you live according to that belief, that there is nothing besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as Me'ila, and there's no such thing as different levels of Kedusha. And this might relate to Parsha Shavua as well with Achrimos. And therefore, the Nefesh HaChaim says that this perception of Ein Od Milvado, while it's absolutely true, is dangerous. So what he needs to explain, and as he'll do now, is explain, so how do we determine our actions? If it's true that Ein Od Milvado, then why is it, in fact, that there's such a thing as makomos hametunafim, where you can't study Torah? Yes?
Well, we're probably going to answer the question now, but I was going to say, it seems that first you said to only have that perception, like, in times of prayer, or when you're doing, like, Avodah Hashem, but why can't, you probably say now, but why can't you just do halacha with them? When you commit to halacha, but have them like Ein Od Milvado, why not worry about, like, what comes to do?
You can. The question is, will you take it too far? But let's see how he presents it, and you'll tell me if he's answered your question. I'm going to skip now to the underlined at the bottom of the page. This is from Perek Dalad. Ki mevur bekama makomos bezoar, shadon yachid ein sof baruchu, mimale kol almin v'sovev kol almin. V'hainu shemitzido yisbarach nikra bevchinas mimale kol almin, umitzidenu kefi asher nitzdavenu b'tora kedosha, b'inyan hanhagosenu b'tora u'mitzvos, u'kefi asagasenu b'chush, nikra yisbarach shemo, b'vchinas sovev kol almin. She b'chinas memale kol almin hu kvod elokim hester davar mitzidenu. The Nefesh HaChaim explains that we have to distinguish between our perception of reality and the truth. Our perception of reality is that we exist, that the world exists, that things exist besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We perceive our own existence, we see the existence of other things and the like. And likewise, the Torah and Halacha is set up in such a way so as to accord with our perception. Like we said, the halacha distinguishes between makomos hametunafos and other makomos with respect to divrei Torah, tefillah, or the like. So, while we know that in reality it's true HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mimale kol almin, But our perception, and the perception of halacha, is that he's sovev kol almin. And our knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being memale kol almin, of being ein od milvado, is begeder hester davar. We know it's true, but it's not something which we perceive, nor can we act accordingly. Top of page 13. V'ha'inyin, ki vadai ha'emes shemitzido yisparach, gam ata, achar shebar v'chidesh ha'olamos b'irtzono, humimalei kol ha'olamos v'amakomos v'avrios kulam, b'shivui gamar v'achdus pashat. And thus, while in truth HaKadosh Baruch Hu does fulfill all the worlds with absolute shivoi, equality, veinod milvado kimashma umamish, ukimoshef amru, imakomis le'el mevarashim v'shem arokeach, v'kimoshe tiknu kadmonenu lomar kodim tvila, atahu ad shelo nivra olam, atahu mishin nivra olam. As we said before, the Nefesh HaChaim believes that this is the kavana a person should have with tefillah, and thus before tefillah we say the phrase Atahu Hashem Elokim Ad Shelo Nivra Ha'olam, meaning to say, and Atahu Mishnivra Ha'olam. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the same both before and after the creation of the world. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have remained unchanged. And thus, just like before the creation of the world, there was nothing that existed besides you, so too, even after the creation of the world. Skipping now to Parakei. Aval im kol zeh, hein hein gvurosav yisbarach shemo. This is the phrase that we saw last week at the beginning. Hein hein gvurosav. There we saw it in a slightly different context, but be'etzem the idea is the same. This is the Gemara we saw from the Gemara in Yuma and in Gittin. The idea that even though in reality HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein od milvado, but his gevura is such that he allows the perception of other things to exist besides him. That itself is a reflection of his gevura. And thus, the reason why we relate to him as such is because his gevura allows us to perceive other things to exist, even if in reality they do not. Shafal pichein, Tzimtzim kaviyachal kevodo yisbarach sheyuchal lehamtzi inyan metzius olamos v'kochos ubrios nivrayim u'mechudashim b'vchin ashonim v'nyanim mechulakim v'chiluke mekomos v'shonim mekomos kedoshim v'taurim. Thus he was mitzamtim himself so as to allow us to perceive reality and perceive the existence of other things besides him. This, of course, is the basis of many of the mystical concepts, ideas of Tzimtzum and Kav, and we're not going to get into that now. We're also today, because we're limited in time, not going to try to explain the differences between his approach and perhaps other approaches. Many people make a big deal of the distinctions between, let's say, what the Nefesh HaChaim writes here and what the Gra writes and what the Baal HaTanya writes and the like. These distinctions, while they might exist, are relatively subtle. And, at least in my view, I'm not an expert in these matters, but as I've understood and have been told by my Rebbeim, and here he's alluding to some of that. Ulehepech, okay, and skip, we'll just read one more paragraph from here, and then we'll go on. Turn to page 14, Parak Vav, Vihine, Kol Yisode Torah Kedosha, Umitzvos kulam, ase velo sase, kulam holchen al pizos habachina. Shemitzad hasagaseinu shevadai, yesh chiluk vishino imakomos, shebim makomos atorim mutarim vagam chayavim anachnu ledaber, o leharher divrei Torah, uvimakomos amitunafim, nasru bahan af yahir her divrei Torah. Like we said, the entire halachic system is based on the presumption that there are indeed different levels of Kedusha. And based on our perception that other things exist besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein kol inyanei seder v'chiyuv hanhagosenu shenitztavinu mipiv b'tar kedosha u'biltizos ha'b'china shemitzidenu ein makom l'torah mitzvos klal. And the truth of the matter is, if in reality you had the perception, we lived with the perception of ein od melvado, there would be no makom for mitzvos. And this alludes back to an idea that we said earlier in the year, the notion that mitzido yisparach, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, mitzvos don't do anything. Im chatasa matifal bo, vim rabu pshaecha mataselo. There is nothing, and in no way, that we could possibly affect him or change him. And yet, from our perspective, there is a value in Torah and mitzvos. So the whole existence of Torah and mitzvos is because of this distinction, because we relate to him and perceive him differently than he is in actuality. V'av she'be'emes mitzido yisbarach ha'masig atzmuso hu malei es kol v'hashiva gemura b'lo shem chatzitza v'lo shem chilok v'shinoi mekomos klal rak ha'kol achdus pashut kikodim abriya mamish aval ein anachnu yecholim v'gam lo hurshenu likanes klal l'hisbonein bina b'zeh ha'inyan hanora leido l'hasig Ein Eich Adon Yachid Baruch Hu Malei Es Kol V'Chol HaMakomos B'Achdus Pashut V'Shivoy Gamor. And thus, it becomes inappropriate for us to think about this idea. Now, obviously, it doesn't think it's entirely inappropriate, because otherwise he wouldn't have devoted 20 chapters to explaining it. What he means to say is that to think about it too much, or to try to really understand it, it's one thing to know that that's the case, Ein Od Melvado Mamish, but to try to really understand that is not permitted. Chalila v'chalila. Kamo shekasav ha'rokeach b'shores kedusha sayichud, zal, ze lashon ha'kdosha, b'mufla mimcha al tachkor v'chulei. The rokeach quotes the Sefer Yetzira. And it says over there, b'mufla mimcha al tachkor. What does it mean when it says something that is mufla mimcha, you shouldn't investigate? Hashev al machono, hu hayotzer kol v'chulei. Ubrais acheres, v'mratz libcha, shuv l'makom, shelakach ne'amar, v'chayos ratzo v'shov. In other words, even the chayos, even the angels, are ratzo v'shov. They go back and forth. Even they can't remain at a level of ein od melvado, in which they relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and perceive the truth of Ein Od Melvado. Even the Chayos, that's true. Halachas kama v'kama human beings. Perush, kishetachshu b'libcha al borei olam mahu ve'eichan yasu b'chol makom maisav b'lom picha miladaber v'libcha miliharher. Thus, when you think about these matters, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists and how Ein Od Melvado, so you shall stop thinking about those matters. Haser ha'machshava milibcha v'imratz libcha l'machshava zos chusha umaher v'al teharher v'shuv liyichud mekoma shel olam l'avodas l'yirasu v'chulei. So if you have these thoughts, you have these ideas, they're true, there's something to it, but return back. Come back to this world. Don't stay in that world in which you try to understand these things. Skip to the bottom sentence. V'u gam kein echad me'atamim she'achar yichud pasuk rishon dekriya shema omrim baruch shen kvod ma'chus ol yolam v'ed v'hu kemo shekasav lahalan b'perkid aleph she'inyin yichud parsha rishon b'tevas echad haynu l'chaven she'adon yachid baruch hu echad b'chol olamos v'abrios kulam aftos pashut kemashma'o v'kulam nechshavin le'ayin. What should we think when we're saying Kriya Shema? The Nefesh HaChaim says the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we should think that Ein Od Milvado, that Hashem Echad Mamish. Echad Mamish in the sense that he's absolutely simple, in the sense that there's nothing else that exists besides him, and all else that does exist is simply a mirage. But, like he said before, we shouldn't think about that too long or too much. And thus, in the second pasuk of Kriya Shema, we say Baruch Shem. And Baruch Shem Lizos anachnu omrim achar zeh baruch shein kvod nachusol yolam va'ed sheyisboyer sham hakavana hu ala bechina shemitzad hasagaseinu shem Yisrael metzius olamos ubrios mechudashim beretzono yisbarach hatzrichim lihisbarech meito v'hu amolech aleihem zehu baruch shein kvod nachusol yolam va'ed. So that is why the first parsha of Kriya Shema is known as Yehuda Ila'a, meaning Mitzido Yisparach, and the second pasuk of Kriya Shema, Baruch Shem, is known as Yehuda Tasa, which is namely from our perspective, namely that we do perceive other things to exist. So like we said, having this in mind at certain times when preparing for tefillah, during Shema and the like is appropriate, but only for a short period of time, because the basis of Torah and mitzvos and halacha is all from this latter perception. Now with this in mind, we could go back to the issue that we raised last time on page 6 of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says that someone who has inculcated and internalize the value of Ein Od Milvado, so Kishuv could have no power over them. Why is that? So, Vizehu, I'm reading from Nefesh HaChaim now, Shar Gimel Perek Yud Beis, Vizehu Inyan Shedarshu Al Pasuk Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Milvado, Amar Chanina Afilu Kshafim, Ki Chol Inyanei Pe'ulos HaKshafim Nimshach Me'akochos HaTuma Shel HaMerkava Tameya. The idea of Kishuf, which comes from the Kochus HaTuma, is, as we've seen, in reality false. Because in reality, Ein Od Milvado. And thus, there is no makom for those types of things to exist. And skipping to the next underlined section, Machlaken Kava Habore Adon Kol Yisporach Inyanei Kochosel, Malmi Kochos Hativaim, Hanim Shachim, Mea Kochavim, Vamazolos, Shalide Ze, Yehe Bekochan, Lasos, Pulos, Gam Hippoch TV, Kochos Hakochavim, Umazolos. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in, or the universe, with various levels. So there's the Olam HaTeva, and in the Olam HaTeva, there's the laws of nature, and through the laws of nature, a person can use the laws of nature at least to seemingly contradict Ritzono Yisparach. We could do Averos, which again seemingly is a contradiction to Ratzon Hashem. We can, a person can use a gun to shoot another person. Likewise, above that in the spiritual realms, there are various spiritual realms. So there's Mazalos, and there's Kochos HaTuma, and above the Mazalos there are Malachim and the like. And again, a person can use these forces. Because just like you can use Teva to contradict Ritzono Yisparach, so too you could use Kishuf. And thus, Kishuf is considered to be Mechashvim Pamal Yishomala, to contradict the Gzeirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, all those are just from our perspective and not the absolute truth. Because as we've seen, the absolute truth is Ein Od Milvado Mamish. Umashakas of Sham, Shemakhishin Pamalia Shamala, Ratzalomer Shirak Sidr Kochos Hapamalia, Shalakochavim, Umazalos Kavabor Yisparach Koach, Bekochos Hatuma, Shiu Yecholin Lahafcham, while Kishuf can overcome Mazalos, Avaloshie Bekochom Lashanos Hashvashalmi, Sidr Apulos Hakadoshim, Shalkochos Hamerkava Kadosha, but above them, which are the Kochos of Merkava, they have no power. Vigam Shebemes Halo Hakol Malei Rakatzmus Yisbara Achduso HaPashat Yisbarach, like we said before. And thus, Vadei Shaloya Maksik Atzmo Rabbi Hanina Denafish Chusei Kolkach Mitarauso Umasim Umasav Atovem Arubim Adshe Ba'avuram Haya Samuch Libo Shalo Yishlot Bo Pulo Sakshafim. When Rabbi Hanina wasn't afraid of Kishuf, it wasn't that he said, oh, I'm such a big tzaddik, I've done so many mitzvos and Torah that they can't harm me. No. That would have been inappropriate, Ein Somchan Al Hanes. Rather, it was because he understood that in reality they don't exist, that they weren't able to harm him. And then he continues, famously, Uve Emes, hu inyan gadol uskula nifla'a lahaser ulevatel me'alav kol dinin uritzonos acherim shelo yuchlo lishlot bo filo yasu shum roshem klal kesha adam kovea belibo lemor halo Hashem hu alokim ha'amiti ve'en od milvado yisborach shum koach ba'olam v'chol ha'olamos klal ve'akol male rak achduso apashet yisborach shemo u'mevatel melibo bitol gamor ve'en ha'mashkiach klal al shum koach u'ratzon ba'olam. This is a tremendous skula that if a person can internalize in their heart ein od milvado. Now again, he said before that one has to be dangerous, that it's dangerous to go too far in that respect, but if one could truly internalize that, then no kohos can have any effect on him, whether it's kishef or others. The stories of the Brisker Rav during the Holocaust and others are well known. Great people who try to internalize this value, this belief, this truth of ein od milvado, and thus were unable to be harmed by other forces and other powers. Today is our last shiur. Next week, Bezras Hashem will be having Chazara, and thus I thought that perhaps it would be appropriate, now that we're finishing off the limud, to do a hakdama. Perhaps I could have done this hakdama at the beginning of the year, but I've been learning this stuff along with you and the like. And we don't have too much time left, only a couple more minutes. I've been told that I have to stop on time early today. So the question I want to consider with you, and here you have the other source book with the hakdama on top, is what is the purpose of what we've been doing here this year? What is our goal? What are we trying to accomplish? Technically, of course, we've learned together a number of sugyas, sometimes called machshava. We've tried to understand the perspectives of the gedolim throughout the generations, the Rambam, the Ramban, Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Kook, Baal HaTanya, we've seen various different perspectives, not just shitos, but ways to approach things. We've argued how one should try to, if possible at least, see the truth in the various mahalchim, about them, that which we say, elu v'elu. But more to the point, what are we trying to gain out of this? Why do we study, or why should we study, or should one study this type of thing, what we call machshava? So if we think about the purpose, I think that on a basic level, there are two purposes, two goals, and in reality, they're shnayim shem achas. Number one is that these are motivational. When we study these types of things, they're supposed to motivate us. Understanding these things will make us better ovdei Hashem. They'll concretize our devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and help us grow in Yir Shamayim and Avodas Hashem and Avas Hashem. And the second is that they're true, and we want to understand the MS. We want to understand the truth. And when we study these matters, we understand that which is true. Today we learned that Ein Od Milvado Yisborach Mamish. That's something that, because it's true, of course, is very important to know. Now, I say that these two ideas are Shnayim Shem Achas because in reality I think they are. They're not really two separate domains. It's not like there's Musar and philosophy. Philosophy is to understand the truth. Musar is to motivate yourself. I really think that when we study these works, both of them are supposed to happen at the same time. And when we look at the authors of these works, we see that they take for granted that these two purposes, these two goals go together. Just to consider a couple of manifestations of this. We saw today the pasuk, V'yadata yom v'ashevosa levavecha ki Hashem hu alokim b'ashamayim mimal v'al eretz mitachas ein od. V'yadata hayom v'ashevosa levavecha. First of all, the idea that having yediyah alone is not enough. that intellectual knowledge, cognitive awareness, is limited. A person might know something, but that knowledge, if it's simply cerebral, will not necessarily determine the way in which they live. A person might know that they're standing before the Rabbono Shel Olam when they daven, but of course, that doesn't necessarily stop their mind from wandering. Why? Because while they have the Adata Hayom, they lack the Hashivosa Levavecha. One has to internalize these ideas if they're going to affect their life. And thus, the Pasuk tells us, V'yadata yam ha-shevosa levecha, ki ha-shem olokim b'shemayim mimal v'arts mitachas ein od. We read today how ein od milvado, but knowing that and reading that isn't enough. It's something that has to be yediya, but also v'shevosa levecha. And this is a mitzvah. Number two. If we look at these svarim, they all tell us that knowing these ideas is meant to move us and inspire us. If you look, for example, at the Sefer, the Akdama of the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, the Akdama is written by Reb Yitzchak, the son of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and he writes about how his father instructed him to write this work, or to publish this work, and he writes how he delayed, and he thinks that his delay caused terrible tragedies in his own family, and that's why he's doing it. And why was it that Reb Chaim wanted this work to be published? Why was Nefesh HaChaim so important for Reb Chaim Volozhiner? Because he thought of Nefesh HaChaim as a Musar Sefer. Now, at first glance, when you learn Nefesh HaChaim, that might be surprising. We would classify it as a Machshava Sefer, not a Musar Sefer. It's all about what this means and what that means and what Ein Od Milvado means and a lot of Kabbalah and the like. But Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim understood that the purpose of studying such a Sefer is not just to have awareness of these truths, but to affect the way we live our lives. And likewise, if you look at the Hakdama to the Mesil Shesharim, the famous introduction, so he writes at the beginning that if you want to become a good person, and Mesil Shesharim, the ultimate Musar Sefer, if you want to become a good person and change the way you live, you have to know certain things. And thus he begins the Sefer telling us the purpose of the creation of the universe. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Lehetiv. And he tells us why are the Makom HaTavas and the like. But it's so important to understand that and to recognize that if a person is going to grow in Avodas Hashem. And thus, that is the purpose of what we're doing. So, when we look at Chazal, for example, Agadita, Mili de Agadita. So, Mili de Agadita, though we didn't spend so much time on that in this class, partially because I think you have more exposure to that. I tried to present things that perhaps some of us hadn't seen so much before, but Mili de Agadita is exactly meant to do that. The Maharal writes that Mili de Agadita are meant to show the inner meaning and the true essence, the true dimension of reality. He writes that many people make a mistake, and many of the reason for much of the critique of Agadita, and the Maharal in Be'er Gola, specifically in the Be'er Shishi, deals with this issue. He's responding to the critiques, especially of people like the Sefer Imre Bina and others, written by Rabbi Azaria de Rossi, who critiqued Agadita. And one of their critiques, and this is a critique that you continue to see till today, is that you look, they make all sorts of ridiculous exaggerations, and their description of reality and science is false and distorted, and you even find certain sayings of Gaonim and the like that are against it. And he explains that that's because you're missing the point of what Agadita really is. The purpose of Agadita, and really all that we've been doing, is to understand the inner meaning, the true dimension in reality. It's not to describe the physical description of reality, but to describe the inner meaning and the truth. And thus, That is the purpose of all of Agadita. And therefore, if we look, just to take a couple of examples, Mamar Mev Chazal, in the first two pages of this booklet, just a sampling. The Sifrei writes, on the right column of page 1, Shalotomar daili lamadati halachos, Talmud lomar ki im shamor tishmirun es kol hamitzvah hazos. A person shouldn't say it's enough to just learn halacha. No, you have to learn mili diagadita. Why? Shamor tishmirun es atara zos. And the Gemara, the Sifrei, assumes that if you want to have shmira on your Torah, it's not just enough to learn mili de halacha, you have to learn mili de agadita. The Sifrei also writes on the left column, Dorshe Rishumos Omrim, Ritzoncha Shetakir, Esmish Amar Vahaya Olam, Lamod Hagada, Shemitoch Kach Atamakir Sakadish Baruch Hu, Umedabek Bidrachav. You want to learn who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Medabek Bidvarav, you have to learn mili de agadita. Skip another example, page 2, the Medrash Mishle at the bottom, the top of the left column. Ba mi sheyesh biyado chamisha chamshei Torah, omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lama lo lamadita agadita, agada velo shanisa, shebisha shachacham yoshe vidoresh, ani mochel umachaper avonoseim shel Yisrael. Ba mi sheyesh bo agada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer lo, bini, talmud lo lamadita, shenemar, so a person, of course, has to have balance. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells a person who has Talmud but no Agada, why don't you have Agada? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells someone who has Agada but not Talmud, why don't you have Talmud? One has to learn both. And that's because of these two elements that we've said. One, the motivational element. Two, the truth. That's how do you do that? The Medrash says by learning these things. And we see this in all of the Sfarim. Just to give an example from the Rambam, the famous Rambam at the beginning of Perek Beis, Mehilchos Yisodi HaTorah, Heyachia Derech Lavaso. Right? How is it that a person can come to and ava v'kadosh baruch hu v'yiraso and a fear, b'shash sheyizbonein ha'adam b'masav uvurim ha'neflaim ha'gedolim, through hisboninus, through chachma. That is what causes ava v'yira. And likewise, his description of ava at the end of Hilchos Tshuva. What is ava sashem? Ava sashem is os es emes b'pnei shu emes. But you have to know what the emes is. And that's why the Rambam includes Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah in Mishneh Torah, because this is part of Halacha. And the first two prakim of Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah are Maaseh Bereishis. The second two prakim of Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah are Maaseh Merkava. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah that Maaseh Bereishis and Maaseh Merkava, which for the Rambam means one thing, physics and metaphysics, for other Rishonim might mean other things, mysticism or the like, but the Rambam writes, all that is a chelak in Talmud Torah. That's part of Talmud Torah. And so, A, it's necessary if you want to come to Avas Hashem and Yerush Shemayim. And two, B, it's necessary in the sense that it's a chelak in Talmud Torah. And that's, of course, why the Gemara merges together, Mili de Halacha and Mili de Agadita. Why don't we have separate Svarim? The answer is because you need both. And they're integrated, and they're both part of Talmud Torah. So much so that Chazal say that Dvarim Kitanim are Havayos Dabai V'Rava, and Dvarim Gedolim are Maaseh Bereishis and Maaseh Merkava. That in many ways Maaseh Bereishis and Maaseh Merkava are greater, perhaps even more important, the Rambam writes. But, of course, that doesn't mean we should abandon Limud Halacha. On the contrary, that has to be the basis. That's Lechem Ubasar. It's appropriate for us, in our stage in learning, to spend most of our time learning Torah HaNigla, learning Halacha and the like. But nevertheless, like the Nefesh HaChaim also says, in a slightly different context, you need the preservatives to prevent the grain from spoiling. This limud is something which is very important. And almost all the gedolim throughout the generations agreed about that point. Different, as Rav Yitzchak Tursky, Rabbi Meir Tursky's father, pointed out, different gedolim had different perspectives as to what that entails. What is Ma'is Bereishis and Ma'is Merkava? They had different perceptions, as he puts it. Everybody agreed to the importance of halacha, but also the importance of meta halacha. What meta halacha was meant different things for different gedolim throughout the generation. But the idea that studying these things and understanding them and the like is something that everybody agrees is important. And thus, going back to what we said at the beginning, what are the purposes? One has to be very careful that studying these matters is not just intellectual. It's just like there's a danger in Talmud Torah that we generally do, in halacha and the like, that it become just a dry academic pursuit, like the famous Ran says was the critique of the and the reason for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, al shelo berchu b'Torah tchila, that if Torah is just a intellectual pursuit, then one has not fulfilled its purpose and its essence. And that's true both when it comes to mili de halacha as well as when it comes to mili de agadita. But at the same time, that doesn't mean to say that its study cannot be taken very seriously and being done very rigorously and at a high level. And this is something that is important for our own limud, but also many of us are planning on going into Harbatzas Torah and the like. And this is something that people have a tremendous desire for, understanding. And in various different realms, whether it's philosophy and Mar Nevuchim, or whether it's Nefesh HaChaim or the like, and that's another reason why it's so important to study these things and consider these things and remember these things. So, with that, I guess we're drawing to a close. It's really very, very much been an honor and a pleasure for me to learn with you over the course of the year. I've learned so much. I, over the course of preparing these shiurim and the like, it was a tremendous machai for me to look into some of these things, and probably if I listened back to the shiurim I said at the beginning of the year, I wouldn't be able to listen to them because I would discover that I made lots of mistakes. And Be'ezras Hashem, will go weiter that way. If I listen to what I said today in a year from now, I hope I'll think that I'll find errors and I'll have grown from there. And the same, hopefully, will be true with all of us. So it's really been tremendous for me, and I hope you too have gained. And I really want to express my akar satov for all of you for coming, for your ha'aros, for your questions, for your critiques. And thank you very much. So Be'ezras Hashem, next week we will have Chazara. I'm not exactly sure how we're going to do it, but we'll try to, in the course of only 1 hour, mention some of the salient points, perhaps some of the things that are most difficult and the like. Be'ezras Hashem, I will email all of you, maybe today, all of the makoros that we've done over the course of this semester in digital form, and if for whatever reason you don't get the email, email me. It's wiederblank@hotmail.com, and I will send them to you. So you'll have them for next week. And then in 2 weeks, Be'ezras Hashem, 2 weeks from today, we'll have the Bechina. It'll probably be similar to the first Bechina, as you probably recall, it wasn't too challenging. I'll give you the Mikoros for the questions on the question, so you don't have to memorize this. I think it's too much to memorize all this, but that you'll be able to look at it and be refreshed and be able to present the information. Okay, have a good Shabbos.
Thank you.